Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. You unite my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'ma touch some places that you thought were lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, better make your ass come on top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life, and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cat, chilling as usual. Got my man Father Time with me. Tommy, what's good, man?
What's cracking, Doc? I need that song, man. I need you to email that to me, dog.
Okay. All right, Liquor Store, what's up with you?
Hey, y'all, what's going on?
Not much.
You know, you are very prompt.
I'm what?
You're very prompt. As soon as the song starts, you there.
Well, thank you.
Like my man said, always on time. I'm always on time. Whatever that song goes. Y'all remember that song?
Yeah, Ja Rule.
Oh, that was you talking about?
That's it.
Oh,
that's it. I
Maybe this didn't sound as good with you singing it.
Go ahead. I can get that raspy voice. Get that DMX.
So what's going on, people? How your night going?
It's going for me, man. I just got a new Bluetooth, man. I'm talking on the motherfucker now. I just figured out how to make the motherfucker work. I was calling everybody. Can't nobody hear me. What the fuck going on? Then, you know, I got it through Amazon, so it ain't like I could just take it back to the store. I had to work on this motherfucker. My shit sounds clear, though, right?
Crystal. You crystal clear?
That's what
I can hear you.
Nobody can tell me nothing, nah. I'm the shit.
Man, I'm just saying, dog, this has been like the longest day. Go ahead, brother. Knock yourself out.
All right, Liquor Store, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, sir.
We're going to keep this on the reminiscing type thing. You know, the good stuff.
Okay.
All right, you 30, 30s, late 30s, what?
I'm 33.
Okay, early 30s. So you should remember this then.
Okay.
Do you remember your first real date? I'm talking about a real date. Not that 16-year-old shit. A real date. You remember your first real date?
My first real date. Well, yeah, but it was the turnabout dance. So it was teenage shit, but it was my first real date. You know what I'm saying? The turnabout dance.
Let me rephrase it then. Your first real date as an adult,
No, I'm still waiting. I'm waiting on a real date.
What?
I am so not bullshit. And I'm still waiting on a real date.
Okay.
You mean
you were married at one point in time, right?
Yes.
Okay, and he never took you on a real date, like when y'all the first time y'all went out?
Nah, that's it wasn't out. I mean, it was, if you want to call it a date, okay, but we didn't go out. I mean, he did everything at the house.
That's a date.
Oh, okay,
that's a date. Okay, now set it up for me. What did he do for you?
Well, I mean, I was already there, you know what I'm saying? He cooked dinner, and the house, you know, smelled good and everything, and we had some drinks, we talked, you know, it was intimate. We should, you know, talk about our past and stuff like that, and, you know, and, I mean, but that was about how it went.
Really? I mean, that one. You remember your first date, man? Your first real date?
My first real date. Yeah, I do.
Give it to me.
We went out to... Let me think. Where the fuck did we go? Then we went to Maryville. We went to Denny's. Denny's. That was my first real Denny's. And we, you know, I mean, I finally was able to drive, so, you know, I took her out. And, I mean, it was a good time. I mean, I think I had a pretty good time. I think she enjoyed herself, too. I mean, we were young. I'm 17. So, you know, I mean, the night didn't end with sex or anything, but I think it was a good date. It was cool. It was fun. You know, it got a chance to, like, see, like, I ain't gonna say the adult side of us, but, you know, it got us to get to see each other in a different light.
Okay. All right, hold on. Let me bring Janine in. I'm assuming this is her. She never pushed one. Yep, that's her. I can tell by her breathing.
Hello.
Always sighing. Janine, do you remember your very first real date?
No, not really.
You don't?
No. I mean, I know I've been getting taken out on dates since, like, junior high school, but I don't really remember the very first one.
No, not when I'm saying the first one, I ain't talking about the first date you ever went on. I'm talking about, like, the first memorable date that you went on.
Oh, the first memorable date was actually the one that stuck with me, I guess, was the one where my mom took us to the movies.
Your mama drove?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty memorable for him. Yeah, mama driving.
I mean, that was just like the first one I really remember.
Okay, well, what happened to make it so memorable? Other than your mama taking y'all.
Oh, goodness. Well, my daughter went with me because I had already had my daughter back in. And I was rubbing on his leg, and my daughter started rubbing on his leg, too.
Oh, my God. He was like, man, I done hooked up with him. Who's tired with your baby?
She wasn't nothing but, like, Hey, she was what, 8 months or something like that? But you know, I didn't think she was watching what I was doing, whatever. I was a kid. I didn't know no better. So I'm rubbing on this leg. You know how you just sitting next to somebody rubbing on their leg? And I see she started rubbing on his leg, and I just cracked up.
I bet you he was like, what the fuck? Hold on. I'm freaky, but I ain't this damn freaky now.
And then he was actually the first guy that my mom let come over to the house. No other guy had ever been over to the house, ever. That's why it's so memorable. And then I remember I was messing with him. I acted like I was trying to get something when my daughter was in there. We was back at the house now. She was in the room with my sister. And so I stood up on the couch, and I had on this little short skirt. Acting like I was trying to get something up under there, and I know he was looking up under my skirt.
I'm pretty sure he was.
You're the dog, motherfucker!
That was my first memorable
date.
Wow.
What about
now,
you,
dog? I'm going to get to that. I just got to ask one question, though. So, you couldn't find a babysitter?
Oh, me?
Yeah. You took your 8 months to the movie with you on a date?
Yeah. I never let... My daughter, I don't think she rarely ever went with anybody but my mother. She didn't even go with her father. She was over 1 year old already by the time she even would go over there with him. So I'd never allow her to go nowhere with nobody.
Well, I know he was like, man, what the fuck, man? You couldn't find a goddamn babysitter? Who paid, him or you?
I believe he paid. But, I mean, we hadn't been seeing each other already. We had already been talking on the phone, and we had met up prior to that already. She just didn't know about it. You know what I'm saying? I was skipping school, going to his, you know, going to meet him and stuff like that. So,
well, I'm gonna give y'all a memorable date. I think I probably mentioned this on the show a few years back, but I used to be on the chat line. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm pretty sure everybody been fucking around the chat line once, twice in a day. So I'm on the chat line, right? I'm talking to this girl, you know, everybody know how the chat line works, right? You send messages mm-hmm. back while you're listening to other people's greetings and all that kind of bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sending messages back and forth with this girl. Cool, you know what I'm saying? We're kicking it off. So we decide to push one. When you push one, you can talk to the person. You know, they connect y'all while y'all talking, like we're talking on the phone right now. It's
mm-hmm.
cool, you know? So we talk for like 2 months. And she invited me over to her house. And she stayed in what Minnesota would consider the project. You know what I mean? Hey, dog,
mm-hmm.
it's like Miller. You know, they consider that the project. It's like going out to Miller. Not the Miller projects neither. But that's what they consider the projects up here. I consider the shit, you know, middle class, but they consider it the projects. But anyway... I went over there to meet this girl, right? You know, it's a chat line. You know, she lied to me, told me she looked one way, and, you know, she didn't look that way, right?
Okay.
And what made it memorable was I had more fun with her son than I did with her. I mean, I'm outside playing football with the son. Me and her son, he like four, five years old. We out there throwing the ball around. Because, you know, she kind of lied to me. You know what I mean?
So what did she say she looked like?
She said she was like 5'4". She wore like 150. You know what I'm saying? She had the, you know, the weave and all that kind of stuff. Man, she was 5'4" by 350.
Oh my goodness.
No lie, dog. No, she had to turn sideways to get in the door. Seriously. I was like, whoa. Now I'm 250. You bigger than me. And she was short as hell. She was wide, man. She was wide. She was very, very wide.
Oh, man, did you bring it up to her?
Nope. I was not rude to her, nothing. You know what I mean? I was not rude to her. You know, we sat in the living room and kicked it for a little while. Then her son asked me if I wanted to go throw the football around with him. So I went outside with us. I spent about 3 hours with her son, about 20 minutes with her.
Okay.
She just flat lied, man.
His $1 million question, did you fuck?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm just asking.
No.
I mean, did she call you afterwards or no?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
she
still talked on the phone. I mean, I never went to visit her again, but we still talked on the phone probably about 4 or 5 more months after that.
Oh, okay.
Just the fact, you know, she lied. Now, I will tell you what your boy, Mr. Charlie, did. I mean, he played this girl so wrong, man. Played her so wrong. We at the crib chilling. He told me, man, I got this girl coming over. I'm like, all right, cool. It's like 7 in the morning. You know, we was working the midnight shift together. We just got off work. We had the crib drinking on some 40s. What we did every morning. Every morning we got off, we grabbed some 40s and just go to the crib, chill, play the game, go to sleep, go to work. He like, man, I got this girl coming over. He met off the chat line. Never seen her before. Like, all right, cool. And she caught like 3 buses to get to the crib.
Oh.
To meet his ass. 3 buses, right? So he leave out. No lie, dog. He left out to go meet the girl at the bus stop, right?
Okay.
He comes back tired. Sucking for wind. I'm like, man, what the fuck happened? He was like, man, I ran and left her. I said, why'd you run and leave her? He said, man, because she looked like a dog. Like, she looked like a dog. He's like, she don't look shit like she described herself. So I'm like, man, the girl called 3 buses to see you, man. You just left on the corner? So I went out there and got the girl. Brought her back to the crib. He hot as hell. He mad to the motherfucker, dog. You can ask him about it, man. He mad as hell, man.
I would've been mad, too. Why the fuck would you bring her back?
Because he did her wrong, man. That shit was fire.
That ain't got nothing to do with you.
Buses. She called 3 buses to see him, man.
Coming back with you. Well, she's still lied about the way she looked, I'm sure.
Right.
I don't know if she lied. I mean, she didn't look like no dog. I mean, she wasn't the cutest mug, but she didn't look like no dog.
Let me get this right. You go in the back room, put your cape on, then go out there to get her.
Yep, I surely did. I'm like, man, you could at least spend some time with the girl, man. She called 3 buses to see you, dude. Even if you don't like her like that, man, it's just the fact she called 3 buses to see you.
Now, what if she was crazy and started stalking y'all?
I mean, I just think right is right, wrong is wrong. That shit was wrong. Mm-hmm. I mean, he got mad at me, but I didn't care. I didn't care about that shit. He did the girl dog wrong, man. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm sorry. That was one of them ones you should have mind your business.
No, man, that shit wasn't cool, man. She called 3 buses, dog.
Hey,
you know what that is?
Did you have to pay for any of them bus rides?
No, I didn't.
All right, and if you didn't want to be bothered with her, was it? Nah, man, I think you was out of pocket for that one.
And if you was going to do anything, you should have been back where she came from. Don't bring her to the crib.
Right. Should you go out there with her?
Well, yeah, you could have gave her the money then to catch the buses back.
Right. You didn't bring her to the crib, man. That was some dirty shit you did.
Well, call it what you want. I thought he was wrong for that. He could spend a little time with the girl, man.
Oh, but okay, who makes you And I'm asking, who makes you the judge of this?
Me.
But you was wrong.
Hey, I made a decision.
See, I'm going to tell you, you made that decision because you had the leverage to make that decision.
No, I ain't nothing to do with no leverage.
Yeah, see, because
it was
hold
wrong.
On. Look here, I'm going to tell you like this, man. If my name was on that lease and you did that, you'd have to go.
Call it what you want.
No,
I was wrong, man. The girl,
okay.
The girl rode the bus all night long, see his ass.
Okay, you could have grilled me. You could have said whatever you wanted to. But you, if I left her, then I don't want to be bothered with her. Why in the hell would you bring her to me?
She wanted to
now it's even more awkward because I don't know
mm-hmm.
to be.
Right. And she's
I
upset.
I don't
want
to hear.
Yeah,
she's
upset.
She's upset.
So now what
right.
she do to him, she's subject to go off on him, you know what I'm saying, or click on him. And that's your fault.
Yeah, man, you were wrong for that, man. You went beyond friendship. Oh, you was there. I never knew you did that, man. You was there wrong.
And like I said, if you did want to do the right thing would have been to take it back where she came from. You'd be like, you know what? My dog left you out here. That was dirty.
Yeah.
Let me get a ride back home, you know?
Or stand out there on the bus stop with her till the bus come back. But you don't bring her back home.
Right.
I sure brought her back to the crib. Yes, I did.
Bro, really, in all honesty, you don't see no wrong in that?
I don't see no wrong in it, man.
Did you sleep with him?
Yeah,
I tried.
That was
it.
There you go.
He brought it up. Well, since you're here, man, let's go ahead and try to get one.
Well, yeah, he didn't want her. He done brought her to the crib. He shit. Yeah, you do it. Nigga, here, since you want to be Captain Favor.
Man, I can't believe you did that. I never heard that, man.
Yeah, I did that, man. I did that twice to him, man, with Connie, too.
Why?
I used to get his ass, boy.
Now, I heard about the Bret Hart music. I heard about when you pulled the Bret Hart on him.
Oh, no, this was his girl named Connie that he was dealing with. And I guess he didn't want to deal with her no more, but, I mean, at the same time, he didn't tell me neither, though. You know what I'm saying? He didn't tell me he didn't want to deal with her, so I'm coming home. I'm walking up to the apartment, I see somebody sitting on the stairs, and it's her. Now, take him out, he ain't told me shit. So, I know who she is, right? So, I was like, I guess I don't know where he at, but I guess he'll be back if he told you to come over. He in the crib, chilling. Now, I'm assuming that he didn't want to see her this particular day, but he didn't tell me nothing. She's somebody that come. She came over the crib all the time, so I didn't think nothing of it. So I brought on upstairs, and now he looking at me like I'm crazy.
Now, what if you would have had another girl up there or something?
And he didn't tell me though.
Well,
okay,
I mean,
here's the scenario.
Dude, you a habitual line stepper.
No. Here's the scenario. Man. This is a girl that she was always at the crib. Always at the crib with him. You know what I mean? She lived right down the street. She's always at the crib. I get off work. It's like 8 o'clock in the morning. She's sitting on the stairs. I'm thinking she's waiting on him.
Did you ask her?
I asked her what she was there. She said she was there to see him.
Okay. Well, she should have stayed outside until he got there. Because as far
right.
as you
I didn't,
Because, I mean, hell, think about it like this. If he wasn't there and he did like the girl, you sitting in the house with her, that's still going to look bad on
you. That's still not right either. You sitting in the house with her by yourself.
Y'all not putting this one on. Okay, if you got a roommate and his girlfriend is at the house all the time, she always at the crib, you come home, you happen to see her, you know it's your roommate's girlfriend. You ain't gonna invite him in?
No, unless she got a key. Unless she got a key, she would have sat outside. If he just wanted her coming over to the house like that, he would give her a key to come in.
And shit, for me personally, as a cardinal rule, if I live with my man, I don't give a fuck how often his best friend can damn near live there. Like Denise said, if he ain't got a key to get in and my dude ain't home, you can't get in either, bro. I'm sorry. I'm not letting you in. I mean, that's
exactly.
Cardinal rule number one. That way, there is absolutely no way that nobody nowhere can even assume nothing. They can't be mad at you for nothing or none of that. Unless my man call me and my man say, hey, you know what I'm saying, Jerome outside, he waiting on me, I'll be home in 10 minutes, go ahead and let him in the house. Jerome just going to be sitting outside waiting on Lucius or whoever I'm dealing with. Sorry.
Man, you are a habitual line stepper for real, man. You wow, I didn't know you was that bad.
Hey, man. Come on, man. Okay. All right, when I was living with you, man, I was dealing with Tracy. If Tracy was in front of the house,
Tracy would have sat her ass right on that porch. I'd have walked in that house. Like, hey, he ain't here. You want me to try to get in touch with him? No, I'm not letting him in the house because evidently you left out there for a reason.
Especially if you ain't call him and say, hey, Tracy on her way, you know what I'm saying? if you get there and I ain't there, let her in. You ain't got no call like that. But shit, I'll sit outside with Tracy, but Tracy ain't coming in the house. I'm sorry.
Right. And Tracy sit out on the porch. But then I'm still going to be trying to call you my damn self like, hey, man, Tracy, what's going on? You are a habitual line stepper, brother.
I look at it like this, man.
Fuck all y'all.
Yeah, I understand that. But I'm telling you, man, you did that because you had the leverage to do it. I don't think you'd have did that if it was just that. You know what I'm saying? You had the leverage to do it.
It have nothing to do with leverage, man.
The worst scenario could happen to you? Motherfucker get mad and leave?
No, I'm serious, man. It had nothing to do with that, man.
Okay, so now
I just thought I was doing the right thing. I'm sorry.
How? Okay, you know what? Now the one with old girl sitting on the porch, I'm gonna be pissed at you, but I may let you slide with that one because, like you said, you just didn't know, especially if she was there every day and all that shit. But now when you went outside and I didn't ditch the old girl and you went outside and brought her in the house. Oh, man, come on, man. You was dead wrong.
Yeah, I was wrong. I got to agree with him. And that's coming. That's even if I'm the chick that was left on the bus stop, I still say he's wrong. Shit.
Like, the boy ain't shit.
Like, I appreciate what you told me. But shit, you ain't right.
I mean, that's just like you're going against family, even though you know family do shit fucked up.
Your principle was right. You had the right idea.
I understand why you did it, but
right.
Man, you was dead wrong. Damn, man. I ain't know you get down like that.
That's just like my uncle something rob a store or something, and I go into the store to the store owner. I'm so sorry my uncle stole from you.
Right. I'm sorry Uncle Elroy stole from you.
I don't know why he did that for months.
You want his picture and his address. Where he stay.
Man, what if she had a gun and came in like, motherfucker, I knew you. I bought this motherfucker just in case you try some shit like that. Got to shooting all y'all motherfuckers.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
And him.
Yeah, what
it wasn't even your hookup.
Right, that's the part that's killing me. It wasn't even your hookup. You had nothing to do with that.
You know, right is right, wrong is wrong.
Yeah, you was damn wrong. Dude, I'm sorry, man. You was dead wrong for that one. God, if I walk in and I'm sucking breath, man, I ditched this bitch. Whew. Lord. This old dog-ass looking bitch. And you the man, you ain't right. And you done put your motherfucking shoes on and walked your ass out there and brought her back in the house? Man, I do, man, you trying to step on our friendship here.
So would you be okay if your girl, and I say it's not one of your close boys, you know what I'm saying? Would you allow your girl to go in the house with one of your friends, just one of your general friends, and wait for you when you not there?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't be done with that. But at the same time,
mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, hey, me and him, we on that level. He know he can leave a female around me, ain't nothing going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. A personal situation where I knew that that was his best friend, and I knew what the situation was. He, you know what I'm saying, he would come over to the house to use our computer to do his unemployment. And so I knew exactly what the situation was, but at the same time, he knew exactly when his boy got home. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't no reason for you to come over, you know, an hour and a half before you know. You hear all the time. You know what his schedule is. Y'all walk in the door together. You know what I'm saying? Where there's you, there's him. So there's no reason for you to come to my house 2 hours early when you know that he's not here, even though I know what the situation is. Okay, I feel like that's some kind of setup. And I'm not letting him. I'm sorry. I know what your situation is, but you know what? There's a library around the corner or a hill. You just gonna have to wait till he get home. Yeah, if you need to borrow $20, you know what I'm saying, until your unemployment comes through, okay, cool, I got you. I'll give you the $20 you need until your shit comes through. But you're not getting in this house if he ain't here.
Well, I mean, you done I'm never in that situation. I hope I never put in that situation.
Well, what situation is that, brother?
Well, I mean, if my friend don't trust me around this girl, you know what I mean, then that ain't my friend.
It's not even the fact of trust. It's the fact you just overstepped your bounds. I mean,
I'm
talking
about that now. I'm talking about what Ligasa was just talking about.
Well, now you have got on here and said can't nobody be around your wife other than your brother.
Yeah, I did say that.
Yeah, you did.
Or go in the kitchen.
Exactly. I can't even go in the kitchen with your wife.
Very well. But I'm saying though.
No, wait. How you just going past that?
We already discussed that, man. But man, let me ask you a question, man. Okay, you yourself, you couldn't trust me around your girl?
I never said I couldn't. You made that statement, not me. You did.
Once again, I'm hit my favorite sound bite. I'm laying down right now and I can't. But
I'm
I think
saying,
it goes like, go ahead.
I'm saying, like, okay, I think, like, with us, it was more of a brothering. So it was like, okay, yeah, but I mean, as far as, like, motherfuckers that I look at as associates, no, I'm not going to trust you. I mean, I'm not going to say I don't trust you, but no, I'm not going to even put the situation, I'm not going to even put the situation out there for you to do so.
Well, right, that's what I'm saying. So I'm saying in a liquor store situation, you said they came in together all the time. So what would be the problem with him coming 2 hours early?
It's my principle. Like I said, don't nobody else have to agree with me. I'm pretty sure whoever my man is greatly appreciates and respects that about me.
I mean, now if she say that you can't come in, dog, I'm not going to argue with her. I'm not going to argue with her and be like, well, you know, why in the fuck didn't you let him in? No, I mean, hey, bro, that's just how she is. I'm not going to argue with her, but now, you know, if that's the way she feel, then all right, I'm going to ride with that.
Because that's out of respect for my man. It don't have nothing to do with not trusting his friend. It don't have nothing to do with overstepping no bounds or none of that. That's just my principle. I feel like, you know what I'm saying, another man is not welcome unless it's the cable guy or the tile guy or, the you know what I'm saying, the electrician, the plumber, somebody like that where, you know, hey, you home, shit, let the plumber in, some shit like that. I feel like if there's anybody that you know, your brother, your uncle, your cousin, any other man to me, you know what I'm saying, unless he lives under our roof, you know, he's not welcome if my man is not home. And I mean, that's out of respect for my... No, not if your brother... If your brother ain't bleeding, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm pretty sure that I'm not the only person. I'm not the only contact. If that's the case, okay, yeah. But you're going to be the first person to know. You know what I'm saying? I'm calling you instantly. Look, your brother here, he's bleeding in the arm or whatever. This is the situation.
Okay, this is what I'm saying. Okay,
but if your brother just out the random, if your brother just out the random show up and he know you at work, no, you go, have you talked to him?
Okay, we're in a relationship. We live together. You
That's
know
all
this
the
is
worry.
My brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know this my brother. And
mm-hmm.
he stopped by for whatever reason. I didn't tell you he was stopping by. You would not let my brother in the house?
No. Not unless I call you and talk to you first. I got to call you and talk to you first. And before I let him set foot in the door, I'm calling you. I'm calling you. I'm like, baby, listen, your brother is here. You know what I'm saying? It's cool. I'm at least going to give you that courtesy. I'm not just going to let your brother in the house and then 2 hours later you walk in the door and here go me and your brother sitting on the couch just rendezvousing, watching TV and shit. That's not going to happen.
Yo, G-Money, I like this girl of yours. Hey.
Man.
That ain't nothing but respect, dog. I mean, I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at it at all.
Because I'm telling you, it happens more times than not.
You're damn right. It happens more times than you think. Motherfucker, but you
90% of the time for me. Hey, none of my men had
brother.
No friends. They ain't had no real friends.
Not my brother. I can see a cousin.
What are they coming over there for? If that's
exactly.
the case, then you would have told us what they coming over there for.
Exactly.
If they coming to fix something or something like that, I'm sure you would have told me that. If he coming over unannounced, why is he there if you not there? Me and him shouldn't be hanging out and hanging around each other like that.
I agree.
We could be cool with each other and friends or whatever, but why would we be hanging out with each other? That don't make no sense. He coming over what, to watch TV with me?
Well, yeah. Everybody got their opinion.
Your sister, your auntie, your cousin, your brother's wife are welcome anytime.
Oh, so you let my gay ass cousin in there, but my brother can't get in.
Okay.
Now what if my cousin was a lesbian. I know she a lesbian. You know she a lesbian, but she could get in. But my brother can't.
That's still a female. Come on.
I know you ain't sleeping with my cousin. But she's a lesbian. She like women. But she can come in.
Yes.
And I should be cool with that. I should be cool with my lesbian cousin coming in.
Look, man, I got to say this. I don't know how you looking at this, but I would commend her. I would commend her for it. I mean, you looking at this from one point of view when it's your best interest she got in mind. It's the fact that she respecting you is what she got that's going on. So
I'm not
trying to
understand. I understand exactly what you're saying. I understand what she's saying. But what I'm saying is, okay, if you're going to respect me like that by not letting my brother in, but you're going to let my dyke cousin in, what am I supposed to think?
I mean that then you gotta look at the, do you trust your woman enough to know that she ain't gonna fuck around with your dyke cousin?
There you go.
Well, I trust my woman enough to know she ain't gonna fuck around with my brother too.
I mean,
why my brother can't come in?
Because it's a respect thing. I'm not saying how you're not understanding that.
I mean,
even if it is your dyke cousin, you know what I'm saying? If it's somebody that you're related to, this is your people.
Hold on a second. Public service announcement. Didn't mean to use the word dyke. Let's just use the word lesbian. Just, you know, we ain't trying to offend nobody. But the hat.
So we can't use bulldagger, carpet muncher. None of those, neither.
No, man.
Okay, I'm just trying to get to the full spectrum of this, man. All right.
Remember, man, you know, we try to do something.
Okay. Well, hold on. We got a new caller calling in. Caller, what's that?
What's up, man?
What's the deal?
Chilling.
Who is this, Drew?
Yeah, this is Drew.
What's happening, brother?
All right.
Yeah.
All right, I'm glad you're good. I got a question for you, dog. Now, I don't know how long you've been listening, man, but let me see where you at on this little scenario we got going on.
All right,
your woman. We all know who your woman is. Let's say you got a brother. All right, you at work, and your brother come over, knocks on the door. And your woman don't let your brother in. Would you have a problem with that?
Yeah, I would have a problem with that.
You'd have a problem with her not letting your brother in, right?
It all depends. Yeah. That's my brother, though. My brother ain't don't have no bad intentions, so why not let him in?
Okay. Hold on. What if she say beforehand, she says, before I let your brother in, I got to call you and get the okay?
Oh, yeah, that's cool, too. That's even better.
Thank you. Now, she's not letting him in until she gets the okay from you to let him.
That's cool.
But at the same time, use your original answer, man. Don't be flip-flopping.
No, you just have to tell the whole story before you give you that whole answer.
Let's say she do that. Okay, she can't get in contact with you, so she don't let your brother in. All
right? Right.
Now, your brother gone, right? He pissed because he couldn't get in the house. But you got a lesbian cousin who she lets in the door with no problem.
Okay, is it my cousin or her cousin?
Your cousin.
Your cousin.
All right.
Now, she got a lesbian cousin that she opens the door for all the time, but your brother can't get in the house because she didn't talk to you.
Okay, Drew, before Drew chimed in, I was just about to say, if this is any member of your family and you're my man, I'm going to always, it's not necessarily getting the okay with your dyke cousin, but anyway, I'm going to always call you and let you know that your family is there. Because for all I know, maybe you don't want to see your dyke cousin, or maybe
you flip flopping now. Now you flip flopping. Earlier you said,
I told you.
Earlier
told you
said any female in the family was welcome. That's what you said.
You the one
now you got to call
into,
me.
You the one that turned her into a lesbian. I mean, come on now. Let's apples and oranges. That's y'all favorite saying. Apples and oranges. You the one that turned her into a lesbian. I'm just saying.
Man, your brother ain't getting his motherfucking ass in. That's just that. He ain't getting in. That's that. And, yeah. Unless you say he can come in, he ain't getting his ass in.
Well, like
my man
said, my brother don't have no ill.
She's getting in all the time?
I mean,
oh, she getting in all the time.
That's timer. That's timer throwing his flip it on it. That's what timer does. That's what Father Five do.
Timer's upset because he feel like his brother's supposed to be walk through the door. I mean, we're not going to even get into that. Only his brother, but we're not going to get into that. We're not going to get into that argument. But, I mean, dog, I can't get mad at her. I cannot get mad at her behind that one. I mean, if you calling me,
I understand. What if you ain't available? What if you don't answer the phone?
Well, I guess your brother is going to be sitting on the porch. I mean, really, you really finna go to? I mean, you would really go to war with your old lady because she was respecting you that much?
I'm not gonna go to war with her, but I'm gonna let her know it's my brother. I trust my brother with my life.
Okay, so then after that point,
ain't gonna do nothing to hurt me.
After that point,
my brother,
ain't
something, son of a bitch, since we was kids.
It's always that motherfucker who you trust that much who will do that much more dirty.
Damn.
Well, I mean, hey, shoot me because I trust my brother. Shoot me because I trust my brother. I'm sorry. That's my brother I trust.
It's not the fact you trust. It's the fact that respect, dog. I think you confusing the two. I mean, yeah, you could trust your brother, but damn, that right there let me know this shit. I can trust my girl that much more.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm cool with that. I'm cool. All I'm saying is if you can't get a hold of me, you'll let my brother in. That's all I'm saying.
That shit, me and your brother finna try to figure out why the fuck we can't get in touch with you. Shit, now I'm worried about you.
Yeah. I'm at work. I might not even answer the phone. I can't answer the phone when I'm at work. I can't. I am not allowed to answer my cell phone while I'm at work.
If I call your job, and I talk to whoever's in charge, and I say, listen, Father Tom has a family emergency, so his brother is here, he's wounded, I really need to talk to him, and they don't let me talk to you, I'm afraid you're going to have to find a new job.
No, they're not. They're going to call me on the radio and say you need to call home.
Well, okay, either way it goes, I'm getting in touch with you, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Okay. There you have it.
Maybe a few minutes later. But now my brother cold as hell outside because it's cold in the month. It's below zero outside. He's freezing.
I don't have to leave him cold.
Because you won't open the door for him.
If I was your woman, you wouldn't want your brother over there when you ain't there. I'm going
to see what I'm saying?
I'm going to tell you right now. I walk around with booty shorts on and shit like that. Ain't no way in this world you going to sit here and tell me. I don't care how much you trust whoever. Hell, he come over there drunk, be fucked up or something. Might not be in his right mind. You don't know what people would do. We can trust people to the end of time. That don't mean everybody has a moment of weakness.
There you go.
So my question is, if you was a woman, if the brother did get let in, you'll walk around his brother like that?
Exactly.
First of all, I wouldn't let him in the house if I didn't know he was coming. Because if somebody knocked at my door, yeah, I'll answer the door like that.
Okay, let's say, okay, you call me. I say, yeah, go ahead and let him in. Once you let him in, would you put some clothes on?
Once I let him in,
walk
then,
around like that?
Yes, I'm going to go put on some shorts or something.
Once you called me and said my brother is on his way, I've already started putting on clothes.
Exactly. If I knew he was on his way, to me that's disrespectful for you to feel like you shouldn't even contact me to let me know somebody coming over here. I could be butt, booty, ass, naked walking around the house. Oh, you know.
Shit, I might be waiting on you. I might be waiting on you to walk into my brother's door. I got on chains and shit. I'm in the motherfucker.
I got my collar on and shit, you know.
Well, I'm gonna say this, Tamara.
Game, recognize game, and you looking kind of unfamiliar right now. Can I help you, sir?
Cause I guarantee you, if I'm at the door on my knees in handcuffs with a ball gag in my mouth waiting on you to come to the door and it's your brother instead and I don't let you know, you're not going to be very happy with me or your brother once you find out what did happen.
Exactly. He at the door and I'm on the phone with you. You're like, let him in. That's my brother. Okay, you told me let him in.
Why is that
apple and oranges?
Well, yeah, that's something totally different. I mean, come on now.
All right,
hey,
Drew. What?
You did talk to your brother. You talked to your brother, and you knew he was on his way, and you didn't know that your woman had a surprise set up for you at home. So you like, all right, bro, you know what I'm saying? The secret key is, you know what I'm saying, underneath the garage door opener or wherever, you know what I'm saying? It's underneath the plant, you know what I'm saying? Gone on in the house and shit, you know what I mean? I'll be there in about 20 minutes. You on your way, but your woman don't know. All your woman know is that you on your way home.
Right.
Your brother walks through the door, you know what I'm saying, and shit. She come out the room, shit, dressed like vampire or whatever the fuck turns y'all on. You know what I'm saying?
Well, better yet, she already in the spreaded eagle.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Now. Okay, now, dog. Then let me ask you this: He walk in. He see her in all her glory. How do you feel about that? Who you mad at?
Now,
who can you be mad at other than yourself? You the one told your brother to go
time,
in there.
At the same time, I already called and told him my brother was coming over.
I couldn't get in touch with you. You've been hollering this. My brother can come in without me being around and all this shit. No, you got to stick to that now.
Mm-hmm. Can't nobody get in touch with you. You talked to your brother last night, and your brother told you that it just so happened to be so mad. You forgot when you left to work this morning. You forgot to tell him. Oh, baby, by the way, Jeremy coming from out of town. That's, you know what I'm saying? You forgot. And now can't nobody get in touch with you. Jeremy already know the key is under the garage door open, and you done already told him it's okay to come in.
Well,
now,
I really believe that my brother.
Now, however much you trust your brother, done seen, like you said, all your good. Your brother getting ready to turn around.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't believe my brother would do that to me.
Okay, all right. Let's just say for the sake of argument, he don't touch it. Let's just say he don't touch it.
Mm-hmm.
But now, he walk in, he like, man, god damn, man. I say, god damn, man. Damn, I ain't know she shaved like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he didn't see no. Now, you done walked in. Let's just say she done did some new shit. She done shaved the pussy. She got the pussy. I mean, that motherfucker marinated. She just got everything just looking succulent. And now, you know he done seen this. Now, you, her, and him sitting downstairs watching TV. You're not at all going to look at your brother like, wonder what the fuck is he thinking about fucking my old lady.
I probably would. I probably be mad as hell.
But now you told your brother he can go in there.
Mm-hmm.
And you mad at me because I didn't let him in.
Like I said, I disagree with y'all, all right? Except
he like, leave it alone. Let's pay the subject.
I'm just saying. I got, hey, look, so for all practical purposes, hey, that's what I'm talking about. Give me a call. Let me know what's happening. Now, if I say go on, let him in, then you go on, let him in. If he's sitting out there knocking, and then my thing is, because I'm going to ask you, well, nigga, you know I was at work.
No, for
fuck
real.
What the fuck you come over there for? Use the bathroom. How the fuck you could have pissed outside?
I needed to use your computer so I could do my unemployment. Nigga, it's a library around the corner, like I said. Hell, you got a cell phone for that matter. All you got to do is be standing next to my house. You got my Wi-Fi code. You don't need to come inside for that.
Mm. Hold on, hold on. Got another caller. What's happening?
What's up?
You, what's the business?
It's Nia.
We know who it is. We tell by the way you sounded.
I know both of them sound a little dry. What's going on?
What's going on, everyone?
Go ahead and get it out the way. What you got to say about it?
I just got to say that if it was my sister, she would call me first anyway and know that I'm not at home because I'll tell her I ain't there yet. And so she wouldn't even come. So,
exactly.
You know what? I honest to goodness, I lost a friend that way. This is supposed to be my best friend, okay? My best friend, she got herself into a situation. It's a grown-ass woman. She don't have no kids. She don't have nobody's ass to wipe but her own, okay? She got herself into a situation. And as much as I love her, I'm sorry. You know, you a grown-ass woman. You made your own bed. Okay, so she called me. She knew good and damn well I was at work. Not only was I at work, but at the time, we didn't have a car. So my only transportation was the bus. So we're either catching a cab. Okay, so she calls me, and she's like, look, I'm stuck just in such a place. Can I go over to your house until I can get to my house? I said, well, I'm not at home. You know what I'm saying? And at this point, I'm newly married. And I've already asked this woman, I've already put her out of my house. You know what I'm saying? Sorry, I've already asked her to leave. Okay, but we still, that didn't ruin our friendship, okay? But she calls me, and I'm like, I'm at work. You know what I'm saying? She like, well, damn, I'm stuck here, woo, woo. You know what I mean? And I'm like, okay, well, there is no way I can get home for at least another 2 hours because that's the only mode of transportation I got. I'm sorry, but I'm not going to be able to let you do it. You know what I'm saying? That damn near ruined the friendship. I don't give a fuck. You're not going to go sit at my house with my man, and I'm not there. And just like your friend or your brother or whoever ain't finna come sit at our house with me, why you not there?
Well, see, now with that, now the only thing, like, Janine is the exception to that rule because, you know, she be like, shit, go on over there and dick till I get there. I mean, you know.
That, you know, I ain't gonna send one of my okay looking friends. You like, what the other bitch at?
Hold on, wait a minute. Wait a minute. She boom held the ass on. Nah, we don't want her.
Look, she'll be glad to come over.
Oh, yeah, big old burly bitch talking about. Then he said, I can suck your dick until she get here. What? Bitch, you better get your ass up out. Hey, now I'm my liquor store. Hey, this bitch at the door. What you want me to do?
I was like, I ain't feel that bitch she come over there. That's the wrong way.
yeah, I'm looking out the peephole. She ain't here. What you want?
Ha 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 ha.
no biscuits. Ain't no biscuits. They gone.
She be here about an hour. Cut ESPN right on. See it. I'm not answering that though.
Cause you know, I got friends that I do things with. I got friends that I don't do things with. But you know, my other friends that I don't do things with, they know what I do. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes I be feeling like I think they be wanting to do it. You know what I'm saying? But they don't know how to say it. But some of them, they not my type. They would not be people I would want to do it with. So.
And see, now that makes for that awkward position, because if they the friends that you don't do it with, but they want to do it, now they act. They hitting around to you.
Yeah.
What y'all gonna do tonight? Not a goddamn thing, Brunhilda. Get your ugly ass up out of here.
Right.
On the phone. Hello. What's your name, woman? Hold on. She want to speak to you. Here. She said here. Talk to her until she get here. You come in there, you be like, well, where he at? In his room with the door closed and locked?
Shit. You gotta do a special knock to get in your own room.
Hell yeah. I'm quick to be like, who is it? Who is it? Don't answer. I'm, all right. Who is it?
Look, we got secret password. Look, the Russian bear flies by night, nigga.
Right.
Okay, I know it's you.
Not the Russian bear flies by night.
Portland is That's a good password right there.
Yeah, I gotta use that. Hey, I was just about to put it on Facebook too, just for the hell of it. What the fuck is he talking about? The Russian bear flying by night. I'll see how many likes I can get on it. The Russian bear flies by night.
You are crazy.
I'm not bullshit, man. I'm serious, man. I'm telling you, man. Hey, like I said, look, so I commend you for it. I wouldn't even be mad at you at all. And if my brother had something to say, I'd be, oh, well, motherfucker, shit about your ass over here.
All first, text, email, nigga, Skype, motherfucker, what's that? Kick me, nigga. It's a way to get in touch with me.
Right.
It's a way to get in touch with me. Snapchat, nigga. Video chat time. It's a way to get in touch.
She done sent you one of them pictures. This is what I got on. Wait up. Now you trying to run to the house. I gotta leave, boss. I'm sorry, I gotta go.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Now every time you call, all you keep hearing, the person that you dialed, wait a minute, why I keep going to voicemail? Baby, don't open the door. Don't open the door. Fuck that. We gonna eliminate all that shit. Now he done came over for dinner. That's a nice rack. That's a nice rack you got. I mean, rack of lamb you got right there. Fuck you mean that's a nice rack? You talking about the hat rack? Everything you think he ain't gonna be able to say shit because he didn't say nothing naked too. Shit. Y'all might be watching the movie and be like, damn, man, she got an ass on her. Your ass kind of reminds you of somebody. Who, my old lady? That's who the fuck it reminds you of?
All right, I'm going to change it up, man, a little bit. I'm going to change it up. I'm going to start with Mia, since you the last one that called in.
It's okay.
All right, we're doing a little reminiscing thing. Do you remember your first sexual encounter?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
What was it, good or bad?
Honestly, it was bad.
Okay, give us some details.
It was bad because he was too big, and it hurt, and it took like 2 weeks for us to get it all the way in.
It took 2 weeks for him to get it in.
Yeah, we had to keep trying because he was too big. Yeah.
I gave up on your ass shit. Oh, fuck this bird. Yeah, hey, fuck this.
He was so big. You're talking about a virgin with a 12 inch? Come on, it was horrible. Oof, it was too much for me. Well, you asked.
Hey. I'm gonna tell you, man. My first experience. You know what, man? I'm with you. My first experience was horrible. My very first time was horrible. It was. Nothing went right. The rubber didn't go right. It was just horrible. She started a period. Everything just went wrong. I'm like, oh God, like this is what this is gonna be like? Fuck this. This is too overrated.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
once we got over the first pump, it was on.
Oh yeah, well that second time shit, I was like, this what it do, baby. This what it do. You could tell me shit this. That first one didn't go right though. What about you, dog? What was your first encounter like?
I don't know, man. Cause my first was with a professional.
You got a
prostitute?
My first time with a prostitute.
So she probably was like, oh, you did such a wonderful job. She did that. You are a type of praise.
Like, she was pumping me up like a motherfucker, boy. I thought I was putting in some work.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute, man. Now, you know, I mean, out of 30 years, you never told me this? I always thought your first time was with Angie.
Uh-huh.
I did. Honestly, I did. It was really with a prostitute.
My brother got it for me.
Wait a minute, man. Hold on. Fuck what you talking about. I need details. As she was saying, I need details on this.
What you mean? That ain't gonna be just the detail. My brother, man.
How old were you?
I was 15 years old.
Was it your birthday? Was it just because it was Thursday? I mean, what happened? Did you ask?
Right.
Was it a surprise?
Right, you had to keep your mouth shut.
What had happened was, I'm gonna tell y'all, but don't tell nobody else.
No, we won't. We promise.
Right. Damn, y'all motherfuckers really want to know?
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell. Oh, fuck, this one wouldn't even know me.
The floor is yours.
All right, man, we was at grandma's house.
Right.
And he kind of walked in on me and experimented with myself. I was like, oh, it's time.
All right, he caught the jacking off.
Yep.
Okay.
You know, he was out there, you know, he was already out there in the street, so that's how it happened.
That day? Or was it like a week later? Or was it the same day?
No, it was the same day. It was the same day.
Okay, I got it. Okay.
I just said it up.
Drew, let me ask you something, and I mean, just solid point. Do you masturbate, dog? Did you do that a lot when you was a teenager?
I just told me that I never did that, man. That's on my
thank
daddy.
You.
I never did that.
Thank you. Okay, now finally somebody on my level. Somebody on my level. Because when I said it, motherfuckers was like, oh. No, that ain't possible. Motherfuckers don't do that. That never turned me on. I mean, my hand never turned me on. No, you got to go get something else, bro. This, you ain't going to do it.
I'm with you on that one.
Because it's never been a time where it's just like, all right, this is what I want to do.
Okay, ladies, can I ask a question? Can I ask the ladies a question, Mia, Janine?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he brought up masturbating. Okay, do the ladies, do y'all believe that a man who masturbates can have sex longer than a man who don't masturbate?
I mean, they have said that to be true. I have heard people to say that, but I don't think that's the case all the time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't you? I'm just saying. Don't the hand and the pussy feel like two different things?
Two different.
Okay.
Not if you grease it up good enough.
Your hands
soft like a lady.
It's all nice to suckle like a woman. Like a lady.
Need an answer.
Thank you.
No, I don't.
You don't believe it?
Mm-mm. I know what.
No, I don't know. Like, in my my own personal opinion, I don't have a dick, so I don't know. I guess I'll never really know, but
I think it's mind over matter. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
as a woman, I don't like to masturbate either. I mean, I've found myself lately doing it more than I've ever done it in my life because of my circumstances. But I don't enjoy doing it. Like, that's not, like Cass, like you said, it's not something that I just be sitting there, you know what I'm saying? I feel like playing with my pussy. No, it just be, you know.
Girl, I guess I love myself because I play with myself all the time. I can play with myself. Oh, shit, I go to the bathroom and play with myself.
There you go, girl. I'm with you. I'm
beat
you.
My dick like it owes me money.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just can't get into it. It's just like,
for a man, that's different than the feeling we get
okay.
as women. So
now to answer now, liquor store. She came on with my thing is this, like. Okay, I've heard that. I've heard that. Well, a guy that lasts longer than a guy that don't. But now my thing is this. I don't think that to be true because now I don't masturbate, but my thing is I'm pretty sure the hand feels different than the pussy. Now, you might be – you used to your hand and you're like, okay, I go 30 minutes with my hand. But when that pussy, the muscles in that pussy get to contracting and that motherfucking juice get to flowing, I'm sorry. You – Five pumps, well, then there you go. Now you sitting there like, damn, that didn't feel shit like my hand. I can't see how that situation would even. Huh?
I completely agree with you, but see, that's exactly why I think that men who masturbate do have sex longer. That's my, like, okay, because it is so much different. Okay, so that masturbation is only to satisfy the urge to bust a nut right here, right now. If you don't have, you know what I'm saying, everybody can't just call up whoever and just be like, hey, come suck my dick or come whack me off or whatever. Everybody don't have that at their fingertips, you know what I'm saying? Or I just feel like because it's so different, you know, once you get in that pussy, it's you, like you already you already got that joy nut off. This, you know what I'm saying, that by the time you get to that second one, that's the pleasure nut.
Yeah, but now, hold on now. You got to understand, once again, the pussy and the hand, don't they feel different? Seriously, they don't.
All
right. If you grease it up just right, perfect.
Ain't no way, there's no way a hand will ever feel like a pussy, ever.
I'm sorry, because I mean, you know what? I will go as far as to say that I actually tried to do it. I've tried to do it when I was younger, and it was just like, this don't feel right. This just don't feel right. It's like, it's like my dick was like, what are you doing? Why are you touching me? What the fuck? I ain't got a piss. What did you? I'll show you. I'm just going to shrink all the way back down. I'm not going to
fuck with
you.
Why are you doing it? I mean, was you just walking around the house one day and you wanted to use the Kool-Aid and you was like, shit, let me try to see what it feels like to be my dick.
You know what? I mean,
it
was just like, I think I was watching a movie, and, you know, I'm like, damn, shit, I'm feeling some guy, you know. But when I put my hand there, it was just like, no, motherfucker, that ain't doing it. No, you need to put me someplace else, not in the palm of your motherfucking hand.
I agree with you. Like I said, as a woman, Janine says she does it frequently and enjoy. For me, I feel like my pussy ain't made for me to touch. My pussy is made to be penetrated by a man with a juicy dick, and that's just how it is. That's what my pussy is made for. It's
now,
not made for my fingers.
That's a beautiful thing to watch as a woman masturbate. Like that.
Oh, yeah. Me and love that, don't they?
You sit there with a motherfucker, get you a motherfucking ice cold drink. Yeah. Get you some hard. And go ahead, baby.
She called me crazy, but that would to me, if I was, you know what I'm saying, if I came in the room or whatever, and shit, you was watching a flick or maybe you knew I was in the shower, I was about to get out smelling all good and all oiled up, and you know what I'm saying, when I came out the bathroom, strapped and shit, you got your dick in your hand already, that's going to make me want to suck it. You know what I'm saying? So, to me, that's a turnoff. I might not let you finish the job. I might not let you sit there and just jack yourself off until you come. But for me, shit, you already got it in your hand. It's already hard. That motherfucker, that head's looking off. Succulent and shit.
It's power your mind.
Yes, that would make me want to come over there and suck the shit out of it.
I don't know. That sometimes I did want to see that, but then I was like, what if he jack himself off? And what if he jack himself off that fast? Then I'm be thinking, oh, that's all he had? That's all it took? Then you're going to be thinking that's all he going to give you.
Okay, well, I want to answer when I say something about a liquor store, what you said about jacking off and going long. So you saying that a man that jacks off lasts longer than a man that don't. So meaning that he working his stroke or something, every time he's jacking his dick off, the more he, because it take him longer or do whatever to jack off, that makes his wind stroke longer. I'm trying to get the meaning of that one because I ain't getting
okay.
It.
My feeling on the situation is that as a man, okay, I can't say that I know, okay, but I know a lot of men. As a man, y'all think about sex a lot, you know what I'm saying? Most of the day, most of your day, you know what I'm saying, whether you see somebody walk past you or whether you're thinking about your woman and what y'all did last night or whether you know what I'm saying, hear a song or whatever, if the wind is going the right direction, you know what I'm saying, y'all thinking about sex. So what I'm saying is I feel like sometimes it's healthy just to get that nut off. That way when you go home and you know what I'm saying, you in that thing for real, it's kind of like you already released that bullshit nut, because sometimes that second nut, like me, personally, I don't orgasm on round one. You know what I'm saying? I find it that I don't orgasm until round two. So it's like, don't hear you that
head, yeah, your pussy ain't
good. Yeah, not good.
You ain't orgasming on the first time.
She's just being ornery. She's just trying to hold out. I'm just gonna be ornery about it.
Before on the show, it was at a point in my life. Honest to goodness, I got my pussy ate so much, like, so that was like the only way that I came to where I want that dick to take me there.
I heard somebody else say that.
And that's why, you know what I'm saying, yes, I still enjoy oral sex. I still enjoy getting my pussy ate. Yes, it feels wonderful. But that's not the way I want you to make me tune. I want you to, the same way, you know what I'm saying, the same way I get your dick hard by, you know what I'm saying, sucking you off, and then I jump on that motherfucker. That's the same way I want you to do me. You know what I'm saying? All you got to do for me, if you gonna give me oral sex and it's not a, you know, dick me down kind of night, you know what I'm saying? Get that bitch a little bit wet, and then give me that dick, cause I really want the dick. I really want the dick. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the night,
I'll second that nomination, nigga. Floor.
Round two. Man, y'all crazy. I got 7 minutes pump. If you don't get it by then, old fucking.
So what if you don't? What if you got that one and done, dude? Then what? How you gonna get your orgasm?
What if?
I got 77, man.
All right, okay. So you go to sleep. We done did what we did. You go to sleep. I'm still feeling it. If I suck your bitch and you don't wake up and fuck the shit out of me, I really don't want you anymore. What good are you?
Oh, damn.
I ain't gonna go see you no more, Lexor.
Well, I told you up front, I got 77. That's it. I need 2 days to recover.
This will never work. I'm taking you off my buddy list.
Y'all fuck on Monday, he ain't available to Thursday.
Well, I'm on it. You got 2 days to recover. Girl, move. You know today, Tuesday. I'll see you Thursday.
I don't think this is going to work.
Every other night.
But then, you know what? Then what kills me is that motherfuckers will holler that shit. But then you hit their ass the right way. You hit them hard enough. These motherfuckers be like, ooh, I'm sore the next day. Then they did every damn thing to do. They didn't went to sleep early and put motherfucking pajamas on and panties. Like, bitch, you usually sleep naked. Now you got pajamas and panties on? What the fuck?
Well, shit. Ain't nobody say you wasn't good at what you doing. Shit. Sometimes that was the right one. That's what I'm going to say. That was the right. That was it. God damn it. That's the one. All right. Now I need a couple days to recover. Shit. Of course, that'll never happen because I'm not turning down that dick. I don't give a fuck how sore I am. We keep fucking.
Me
either. Damn, baby, look. I got some Vaseline right over there. Okay, you know what? No, fuck the Vaseline. I got some herbal oil. You know that shit you like? Put some of that on there.
I ain't putting shit on there. I'm going in.
Well, okay, you do that if you want to, but if you tear it up, don't be mad when you can't use it no more. Shit.
Don't fuck with the shit. This what you want.
It gotta be moist somehow. Damn, you can't just murder me. Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Let's go.
Shit, I just start sucking on my titties. That's like a pipeline to juices running out.
Whatever does the trick.
Something got to do the trick.
But I'm not turning that dick down, so.
Oh, hey, I'm just saying. I know motherfuckers talking all that shit, man. When you hit that, it's like, wait a minute. Stop. Hold up. This ain't right. You're doing too much. Huh? What you mean? I mean, I mean, we hear more ladies come out, motherfucker, I need a motherfucker that can satisfy me. Well, fucker, hold on. You jumping out the bed every time I come down on the downstroke, but then you still need a motherfucker to satisfy you. Quit lying on your pussy. You know that motherfucker hurt. Shit, if it hurts, it hurts.
He said quit lying on
you. Now, come on, y'all. It's a lot of y'all. It's a lot of y'all out there that lie. It's a lot.
It's a lot of y'all that lie. What do all night long mean to you? Because we got. tell me that.
You know what? All night long means giving your ass what you need. Now, and whether it's 5 minutes or 2 hours, if the 5 minutes is all you need, then you got it all night long. Shit.
I'm just trying to.
I can see now you trying to be a selfish motherfucker anyway. You see that's control and shit. Well, I'm gonna control it because I feel like you better be, what they say, release, relax, and relate. You motherfucker do that, then I'm guaranteeing you gonna fuck around and get one that first time.
All right, I'll tell you like this: selfish and controlling with the pussy is one thing you can never, ever say about liquor stuff. Okay?
I'm saying, if a motherfucker, if you're sitting there talking about some, man, take your mind elsewhere. Do something. I mean, relax with it. You might get that.
You serious?
But now, my thing is like, this is my thing. Now, y'all and fellas, and ladies too, feel free to answer this before we get up out of here. Now, if you got a motherfucker jumping and twerking, fellas, do you feel like your job is accomplished?
Yeah.
Jumping and twerking?
Yeah.
If they shaking and nodding and shivering.
All right, you hitting them, motherfucker. Let's just say you stop for a second. You stop right in the middle of you hitting them. You stop, and her body just jump. Squatter, do you feel like
herself.
Right? Do you feel like, I mean, because I didn't see motherfuckers body jump, twerk, shake, and do everything else. You still ain't did shit. What? What the fuck you want me to do, man? That's the Holy Ghost.
Hey, that's liquor store. You ain't did shit, baby. We said all night, goddammit.
That's right. We said all night,
baby. All right, y'all motherfuckers is crazy. Women are crazy. I'm serious. I think it's some women that just no satisfying.
That is not the truth.
Well, tell me about it.
That is very,
no,
that is very true.
Well, I'm not one of them women.
Very true.
It's not that hard.
How come it can't be your ass to just get old?
You know what? You always keep talking about old balls and all this old shit. How old are you again? Hell, even in your younger years, you just said you couldn't handle good dick back then. So, how the fuck are you talking? You just made the statement.
But I can now.
It took 2 weeks.
Don't worry about what I couldn't do then. But
I ain't worried about it. All I'm saying is you just said it took you 2 weeks
y'all
to get some dick. So
can't do it all night. But we got this. Ain't that right?
I can't.
All I'm saying.
I will admit it.
All I'm saying, okay, you do got your women out there who, you know what I'm saying, you got your fellas out there who put that shit down to the point where, hell, he still wants some more and she tired. She can't take no more. You do have those out there. I'm just saying, me personally, as of yet, I'm not saying it can't be done. I'm just saying that as of yet, I have not met the person who, you know what I'm saying, shit, if we don't win, and we don't win hard, if you put that dick on my ass, or you touch my titties, or you suck on me, or you lick on me in the right way, or whatever, in the middle of the night, we going again.
You know,
I haven't met
that
dick in
me. I'm going to tell you something. Fucking with me, and all night, you're going to be disappointed. because it ain't going to happen.
All right, man, it's 11 o'clock. We got to get out of here. I'm all these old super women on here tonight, boy. They don't feel me tonight, boy. Everybody's superwoman.
I mean, but shit, like I said, my circumstances are different. If I was getting hit on a regular basis, I might not be able to talk that shit. But considering my personal circumstances, I can talk that shit because it's not happening.
Okay, all right. Okay, Superwoman number one, Liquor Store, what you got to say before we end this show? What's your last words?
I'll be back tomorrow night. Y'all know that.
I'll be back next week.
Serious Radio, y'all need to know. We need this shit every night. Shit. I'll be back next week. I enjoy myself.
That's what's up. Superwoman number two, Mia. What you got any last words for us?
Yeah. Everybody, thanks for having me on the show. I enjoyed myself. It was a good conversation. Enjoyed the laugh. And talk to y'all next Tuesday.
Motherfucker couldn't even take the dick when she was 12. Now she's down there 60 talking about she can take good dick.
I'm all grown up.
I thought you already said your last words. I get last words in here. Janae, you got any last words before we get up out of here?
Yeah, have fun. I'll talk to y'all next week.
That's what's up. Drew, any last words, brother?
Yeah, I guess I got to go ahead and give me some lotion and work on my stroke so I can last all night long.
There you go.
Build my stamina.
Father Time said Jergens is the best.
No. Petroleum.
Petroleum. He said use petroleum. There you go.
See y'all next week.
That's what's up. Time, what you got last words for us, man?
Well, thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet same time next week, next Tuesday. Oh, happy birthday to my mama. My mama.
Today your mom's birthday?
Well, Saturday.
No, okay. Well, I'll make sure I let them know. Happy birthday. All right, y'all. SinCityRadioShow.com. Still coming real soon. We're just working out the kinks. Don't sleep on it. We almost there. So until next week, y'all know how we do it. We up out this bitch. Peace.